In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let me begin by wishing all of you a very blessed Easter. Please know of my prayers for you as they have continued throughout our Lenten season, now continue in this great season of Easter, where we rejoice in the glories of the resurrection and join the angels and saints in proclaiming that indeed he has risen. Alleluia. Alleluia. When I was newly ordained, that very first Easter season in my life as a priest, I made the mistake of getting up early in the morning and reading various things about the Easter season, mostly secular realities. And of course, they tinged toward either a denial of the resurrection, a questioning of the resurrection, or a refashioning of Christian truth to satisfy more modern sensibilities. What turned into an accident has turned into actually now a yearly occurrence. What does modern man have to say about the glories of the resurrection? I can tell you this, that they have been consistent these 25 plus years in either denying the reality of Christianity, of the resurrection, or refashioning it in a way that was satisfying to modern sensibilities, but not accepting the truth claim as it is. Christ indeed has conquered sin and death once and for all. This is not open to discussion or to debate or really even theological speculation and theological discussion. It is a truth that was accepted by the early church. These men and women were not theologians. They were not erudite in things that would come in the centuries after our Lord ascends to his glory, after the Lord himself makes manifest his power and might by conquering sin and death. They were simple, disenfranchised people who had nothing to gain by claiming this, and certainly nothing to gain by continuing to claim over and over again, as they did, that Christ indeed has risen. He has conquered sin and death once and for all. They risked imprisonment and being even further disenfranchised, not only from dominant Roman culture, but from their own culture. And then, as we well know, their continuing to proclaim this led to their losing their own lives. Why would one double down, triple down on something if indeed it were not true? Why would men and women be willing to risk their lives to die if indeed it were not true? And the ample answer is they would not do that. It is true, pure, and simple. We might be tempted, especially given the world in which we live, to buy into the dominant voice in culture and society that says that this is a nice idea. It makes us feel good, but certainly it cannot be true. Or to refashion it in such a way that it becomes easy and simple for us to truly understand it. But the simple fact is this, as St. Paul himself will proclaim to us, if Christ indeed has not risen, then our faith is in vain. All of this suffering and sacrificing that we endured precisely so that we might be purified to stand at this precise moment and proclaim and join in with full voice this truth, that our vindication now is at hand. And all of our sacrifices, our sorrows, and our sufferings have become redemptive and have meaning to transform the world. All the things that we endure in body, mind, or spirit, all the suffering and the rejection that is heaped upon us and has been heaped upon us throughout the ages makes sense now, is clear, and can be endured. Our strength has never been in ourselves. We know this to be true. But now, without doubt or any type of equivocation, strength is found only in Christ, him crucified, redeemed, and risen to new life. This then is how we must live our lives, brothers and sisters, which is why we are men and women of a constant and a fervent hope. Are there reasons for sorrow and reasons to be sad? And are there difficult things in the world? Yes, all those things are true, but they must give way now to the glory of God and the power and the might and the majesty of God. God has done wondrous things in your sight. And just as the disciples will be enjoined to go to the ends of the world and proclaim this, so you must likewise do the same.
Is life hard? Yes, it is. Will it be hard today and tomorrow? Yes, it will be. It's not the fact that life is not hard. The true fact is your strength now in response to the difficulty of life is in Christ, Him redeemed and risen. You must believe. And in truth, if you do not, then I simply do not know why you are here. If you've come to go to breakfast after this is over or to join your family in some revelry today, you can do that at any other day. This day of all days is given over to the risen Lord and to those who believe in Him and those who choose then to be governed by Him and to live their whole lives unto this truth, even to the shedding of their blood and the gifts of their bodies. Rejoice, brothers and sisters. Be joy-filled and be at peace, because life has been restored to you. Life anew has been given to you. There is no more sadness or sorrow, and all sacrifice has meaning and value in Christ our Lord, who has risen from the dead. The sufferings that we endure, the penances that we undertook during our Lenten season don't disappear. They now have been baptized. They have been reborn in the new life that the Lord has given us. We continue to carry our crosses, but now we know that this cross will end in glory. We know that when we die with Christ, we will rise and live with Christ. And so even greater strength, even greater compunction compels us to continue to enter in to sacrifice and to rejoice in being called sufferers in the name of our Lord. Because we know that if we can endure with Him, we can rise above all things, and in doing so find new and everlasting life. So indeed, rejoice and be glad, and join your voices to the angels who say that He is not in a place of death, because all that He promised and proclaimed has come to pass. His words have always and only been truth. And so when He told you that He would rise from the dead, that He would rebuild the temple, that He would bring new life, all of those things are now true. And so go now into the world and proclaim this. If words, if you feel compelled to do so, but more importantly, more effectively, by the manner in which you live your Catholic life. At any given moment in our lives as Catholic men and women, we are always asked to set up, to step up and believe and manifest. Today of all days, you must believe. And then you must go and live this life of faith. Christ indeed has risen. Alleluia, alleluia. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.